Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning. Hope you are having a great day. 52 degrees. It was 62 earlier. Maybe the temperature's dropping. But we have in studio right now, we have Rachel Rose from the Coffeyville Library. Good morning, Rachel. How are you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Doing really good. Lots of things going on at the library coming up. But you want to talk about first, before we get into all those activities, about library hours coming up.
Yes. So we've got Thanksgiving coming up next week. We will be closing early on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So the 27th. That's the 27th. Yeah. So we're closing at 1 the 27th, and then we will be closed Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday, and then we'll reopen on the 30th, the Saturday after.
Okay, so just kind of a heads up for everybody.
Stock up on books and movies.
Exactly.
And
so. You'll be good to go.
Yeah.
There's a program going on right now, and it's called Kansas Read to Preschoolers. Can you tell us about what's going on with that program right now?
Yeah, it's a state sponsored program by the state library. They encourage libraries across Kansas to go out and visit the preschools and do a story time with them. And so this last week and also this week, our children's librarian, Bethany, has been going around town to the preschools and reading. It's a book called I Like Myself. It was an award winner preschool book. So it was really cool. And she's had good responses from several of the preschools around town.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So getting out there, reading to preschoolers. Another thing coming up, and this actually popped up on my personal Facebook line, the Food for Finds program coming back this year.
Yes.
And all of December, pretty much.
Yeah. So every year we do it's a food drive, but we encourage people throughout December to bring in canned goods for the local food banks, and they will get dollars off of their overdue fines. And people, even if people don't have overdue fines, they can still bring them, and we'll take them to either, we usually divide it up between Genesis and the Salvation Army.
And I'm pretty sure that's pretty a successful food drive pretty much every year.
Yes, it usually is. This year we are trying to encourage more like boxed meals and cereal and like peanut butter and jelly, stuff that little kids could probably make themselves.
Right.
We often will get a lot of fruits and veggies, and that's great, but then we don't have like a substantial meal to give out to people who are in need. And so I've been in talks with the food banks, and they said that those things were big ticket items that they really need. So if people bring in those big ticket items, they're actually worth $3 off their fines instead of just one. So trying to encourage more.
Absolutely. So what you said, some of those big ticket items are like cereal.
Yeah, cereal, peanut butter, jelly, and then boxed meals like Hamburger Helper, and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I love me some Hamburger Helper.
Yes. So yes.
It's easy to fix. All you got to do is brown some meat, and there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, again, like you said, the big ticket items, you'll get $3 off, and every other item is basically $1 off of a fine.
Okay. Yes.
The other thing we were talking about, and it was actually, I saw it on the your Facebook page, that you guys, you know, she's got in a whole new shipment of movies, including the new Lion King and Toy Story 4, which,
Yes. You
know, that's amazing. I mean, libraries are kind of, you know, having to make a little bit of a change, not just books. You guys do now movies.
Yes.
You also do puzzles and video games, and you're also saying that people can come in and donate movies and puzzles and video games to the library.
Yes. So we're always accepting donations. If we don't put them into our system, very often if we do get a donation of movies, we will go through them and see if there are duplicates or anything that anything that we think won't circulate as well, we will put them into our book sale. And they still go out to benefit the library.
Right.
'Cause We have a year-long book sale, and then we have our two big ones that we bring out basically everything that we have in stock to our book sales. And that's usually in the spring, and then we just had one this in October.
Right, just last month. So, because I remember hearing about that one. But, yeah, I have, like I was telling you off air, I have a whole lot of movies that have now been transferred over to digital, and I have no need for the DVDs anymore. So if you're like me, and you have a lot of your movies that are now transferred to digital, this is a good way to get rid of those movies, and they'll get out there, and other people can watch them.
Yeah, and it gives back to the community too.
So. Absolutely, and like you said, you do the same with video games as well. It's that's another thing that's kind of where the library is just kind of evolving, adding video games to their system and puzzles, because you said puzzles are really, really popular. That sometimes people just come in and do a puzzle.
Yeah. We have a table set up that has we always have at least one puzzle out, and that gets done in the quickest I've seen it get done was maybe 2 days. Sometimes it takes longer, depending on who comes in, and so we try to have a revolving door of puzzles. And the old ones, if they're missing pieces, it's okay. We just we put it out there as out in our book sale as free. Mm-hmm. And if it's not missing pieces, then we tend to sell it for $1.
So, right.
No, yeah, so more people can.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's the good thing about the book drives and all that stuff. I mean, you're not paying overly amounts of stuff for books and stuff like that. I mean, and plus you're helping out the library as well.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
So, and I always want to help out the library. In fact, when I first moved into town, pretty much a week after I moved in, I went ahead and got my library card, because I always like to, wherever I move to, I always like to go to that library and check it out. And I've been to the Coffeyville Library, and we got a great library here. And we have a great library that's split up. We have the one library that's pretty much, I don't want to call it the adult library, but it kind of is.
Yeah.
And then we got the children's library. That is awesome. I've never seen that kind of setup before.
Yeah. Often you'll see libraries that, you know, they're multi-story, and then one story is the children's department, and the rest is on a different floor. But they were really smart when they built this back in 1979, where, you know, they split them up that way. You know, the kids can be a little bit louder on the right. Kids side, and then you still have the adult side, which is, you know, kind of quieter. We do have our teen section, and we try to say, you know, you can be a little, you know, we try to keep
a good
balance.
Get over the top.
Don't,
you know?
Go over the top with the in the teen section. So yeah.
But, it's a great library. And, hey, like you said, when they built it back in 79, that means that this year was the 40th anniversary of that building.
Yes.
So,
and the Coffeyville Public Library has been in operation since 1912.
Right. Because there's the old building over
here
on 8th Street.
Library on 8th Street.
And that's an incredible building.
Mm-hmm.
The building you're currently in right now is built in 79. So that was the 40th year anniversary for that building for the Coffeyville Library. And
we should probably do something special in 10 years.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to be the 50th anniversary. So it's going to be really good. Rachel, how can people contact the library?
That you can go to our website, and if you're trying to get a hold of a particular person, we've got our emails listed by, you know, our job descriptions on the staff page of it. You can call the library at 251-1370. That's our phone number, and you can just ask for whatever department you're needing.
And also, like I've said, I've already mentioned several times, you guys are also on Facebook as well.
Yes, we're on Facebook. We actually started a Instagram page as well, so we're on there as well.
And I noticed that also, not only are you on Facebook, there's also the children's library also has its own Facebook page as well. So
yeah, it's, you know, it's the same library, and we try to make sure both pages are. But that way, if people just want kid stuff, they can go to the kids library page and see what's going on there. And then the main page has everything, you know, adult, teen, and children's stuff.
So you guys are out there everywhere. You're on social media, like I said. You just started an Instagram page. I brought my kid out to the Harry Potter thing, and actually went to, I think it was the actual website, and I saw him in several pictures. So it was cool to see him. And then I'm in the background. I'm like, oh boy, why is my picture on there? So anyway,
we have to take photos, or it didn't happen.
It's like just airbrush me out of that picture. I looked really bad in that picture for whatever reason. But anyway, it's always a great time at the Coffeyville Library. What are your usual hours?
Our usual hours, from Monday to Thursday, we're open 9 to 8 p.m. And then Fridays and Saturdays, we're open 9 to 5 p.m. And then we're closed on Sundays.
Okay, so get out there to the Coffeyville Library. Lots of good stuff. You get free books. I mean, yes. that's the thing about it. You're getting free books, free stuff to read, and actually free movie rentals, too. And
yeah.
You can't beat that either.
There's all sorts of free video game rentals. A lot of people are surprised when they come in and they see that we have video games.
Right.
Yeah, we've got video games.
Yeah, that's just how libraries have evolved. They've learned to evolve and done very well at it, and libraries are always very important, though, so you can just get some free reading material. I love going to the library myself. And Rachel, thank you very much for coming in today. I appreciate you coming in, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll have some Fox News at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.